1445 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 4th day of April, 2024 years after the era of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The annual Ramadan Tafsir, organized by the International Organization of Tijaniya Brotherhood in partnership with Tijaniya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Ahmadu Bello University Zahra Chapter, the Faculty of Engineering Mosque, between 5 and 6 p.m. day of Ramadan, continues from the 77th ayah of Surat Zuhruf. Our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Lukena will conduct the tafsir, while Ustaz Abdulmumin Yaqub will recite the Holy Quran for us. You can watch us live on Facebook at Timsan National and Timsan Ebiyozare.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونادوا يا مالك ليقض علينا ربك، قال إنكم ماكثون. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق، ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. ونادوا يا مالك ليقضي علينا ربك قال إنكم ماكثون. الله تبارك وتعالى is telling of this fool that after entering hell, Allah said, I was not unjust to them, but they were unjust to themselves. When they have stayed there, they are suffering. Their suffering has no interruption continuously. Then they will now call on the angel in charge of the hell. Wanadaw, they will call, Ya Maliku, or the angel in charge of hell. Liyadbi alina rabbuk, is our Allah going to have a final judgment that we have finished? We don't live again. That is the end of us. No, the judgment is what you are in now. That you are going to continue the suffering forever. It's not that you are going to have to die and be turned into lifeless things like the animals. Because on the day, all the animals that did injustice to each other, these ones, they have done injustice not to people alone, they also did injustice to Allah. But other animals, they did injustice to one another. None of them did injustice to Allah. Maybe one animal see another one, he eats it, is his food. This one see another animal, he hits it, he uses a horn to destroy him. Like that, all these ones, they will be brought and judgment will be made on them. Then Allah will now tell all of them, become dust. All of them will become dust immediately. Their own life has come to an end. I said at that time that, وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. Is it that I have been brought into this world as an animal, that my injustice will have just been restricted to what is limited? Not what is unlimited. Any injustice to Allah is unlimited, because Allah is unlimited. So if you do justice to Allah, injustice to Allah is an unlimited injustice. If you do injustice to a human being, it is limited. You can pay back. But for Allah, there is no way. You have done injustice to yourself forever and you have to suffer it forever. Here, it is said that when they are in hell, as they are saying here, وَنَادَوْ يَا مَالِكُ, they are shouting. In another place, Allah will tell them, اِخْسَهُ بِيَا وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وانت خير الراحمين فاتخذتموهم سخريا وانساكم ذكري حتى انساكم ذكري ان كنتم منهم تضحكون اني جليتهم اليوم ما صبروا انهم الفائزون ان انا بلاي الله يسير اخسا اوفيا go back into hell there is no way for you to be listened to. You used to hear my servants saying la ilaha illallah, making istighfar, making salati on the prophet warhamna, but you took them for joke. You are jesting them, you are stinking them. Today they are the ones that will reward anhumul faizun. They are the ones today who are prosperous. Today you are going to suffer. So this is it. The day of judgment has come. Judgment has been done. Those entering paradise have entered paradise. They have inherited the place of those who could enter paradise who are kafir. Those who remain unbelievers and entered hell have entered hell. They will take the place of those who did not go to hell, who are Muslims, and they will be there. They will be now calling on the angel. Are they going to be a finished matter? Because if Allah has made judgment of them that they are finished, then they will become sand. They are lifeless. They will feel nothing. But no, they will continue to be in azab alive, but taru anhum, that there will be no any single moment that is lifted from that punishment forever.
لقد جئناكم بالحق ولكن أكثركم للحق كارهون.
لقد جئناكم بالحق ولكن أكثركم للحق كارهون. لقد جئناكم بالحق. The angels will be telling them, or the Allah is telling them, or the Prophet is telling them. لقد جئناكم بالحق. We indeed came to you in your lifetime, bilhaq, with the truth. Walakin aktharakum, but most of you, bilhaq karihun, you hated to see the truth. Always we hear this statement from every person when you ask somebody, this person is doing something wrong, go and tell him, say, you know, truth is bitter. Always we hear people saying it, truth is bitter. Truth is bitter. Allow yourself to be told the truth. Because a lot of people don't want themselves to be told the truth. A child is doing something wrong. When the mother tells him, he shouts, Mama, look at what is it that I've done? But the mother is now apprehensive. When the child does something, how does he tell him? The same thing, a wife is doing something wrong. Maybe the husband says, this thing that you did, why? He doesn't want to be told the truth. Then the husband is now finding it difficult. When the wife does something wrong next time, how do I tell her? The same thing, the man himself, he is doing something wrong. His friends are there. They see what he is doing is wrong. This thing is wrong for him. Then he says, why should it? You see him sad. You see him frown his face. It gets to a stage where almost everybody is afraid to tell him the truth. So that is why this issue of hating the truth is a very dangerous thing. Sheikh Ibrahim Yas, he said, whenever somebody comes to tell me that something that I have done is wrong, he said, I will thank him and go and evaluate myself. Is it that true that is wrong? If it is true that is wrong, he said, I will thank Allah for making this person to remind me. If it is not true, I will thank Allah for not making me to go wrong. Let us all learn to take criticism. Somebody just tell you that you are wrong, which is not. He has not even abused you. Say, why? Why? Am I the only one? This is very common with children to their mother, with women to their husbands, with husbands or men to their friends. To the extent when somebody is doing something wrong, everybody, this person, what is doing fine? Tell him, no, if you tell this man, nobody can talk to him. This is a very bad quality. It's a very bad attribute for people to say, nobody can talk to you. Who are you that nobody can talk to you? That's why it's also good for you to maintain a friend or some friends that are of your age, that are of your pair, that everybody knows that whenever things go wrong, they can meet this your friend. Look, what your man is doing is wrong. Please talk to him. Then everybody cannot talk to him. This man will come to him. Hey, sit down here. This thing you are doing, people are complaining. Stop it. Then he will listen. But a situation where you are, you feel you are correct, nobody can correct you. It's only Allah that will save you. You are closer to hell than anybody, no matter your knowledge. There are some sheikhs, when they find a student of theirs is intelligent, is reasonable, and his thinking is good, they bring him close. Even when they have problem with their wife, they say, I have problem with this and this and this. What do you think is responsible? They want you to tell them, were they wrong? And if you tell them they are wrong, you see, they will be very happy, they will move still closer. لَقَدْ جِئْنَاكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرَكُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ. Allah said, we came to all of you with the truth. What truth do you want? The firmament is there. The earth is there. The animals are there. The children is there. Your wives are there. Each of these, they are showing some semblance of truth to you. And look at the Quran talking. Look at death keeping quiet. وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرَكُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ. But most of you, you hate the truth. You don't want it to be told to you. There are some people, they are not Muslims. Maybe you tell them, but this thing that you are worshipping, this religion that you are doing, concept, let us relate. The issue of religion, let's leave it outside. They don't want to hear the truth from you. So everybody should learn to be in a position where he can be told the truth by his wife, by those that are close to him. Don't be in a situation where nobody can tell you the truth. And wallahi, as long as you are a human being, your shortcomings are there. If your child is one that comes to tell you, like an Ibrahim, ya abati, limata abutu, ma la yasmau, wa la yusiru, wa la yukni ankam ya la yasha, you see your son is able to raise up courage and say, my dear father, listen. Or your wife is able to raise up courage and come to tell you, my dear husband, listen. Or your husband is able to raise courage, my dear wife, listen, you are this. Listen. Don't just start by thinking that he doesn't like you. Why is he telling you? Because that's what some people take it. You are telling me the truth, you don't like me. People say truth is bitter, but truth is good. Truth is bitter, but truth will save you. Truth is bitter, but truth will take you to paradise. These people, they did not like the truth. Today they are in hell. They are continuously going to be in hell. Every human being, if you are in a stage, nobody can tell you the truth. Know that for now, you are very close to hell. Let us all learn to beware and to have people that can tell us the truth. And when we are criticized, let us accept it and be present so nobody can say anything. Why should this person say, go and catch him? Who are you? وَقَدْ جِئْنَاكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرَكُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ.
أَمَبْرَمُوا أَمْرًا فَإِنَّا مُبْرِمُونَ.
أَمَبْرَمُوا أَمْرًا فَإِنَّا مُبْرِمُونَ. Allah Ta'ala is now telling this people, Abraham, Amran, are you plotting against my prophet? You are plotting something. In name of Ramon, which we are plotting. Allah does not sit down to plot against anybody. No. That's why you see till tomorrow, people of Allah don't sit down to plot against anybody. People of Allah, you never see them sitting down. This is what we are going to do. You do this. You do that one. If you do this, then we'll be able to defeat them. They don't do that. They go back to Allah. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah, what he does is this. He has already set for his own people the path to paradise. If you come, you are plotting against them, then Allah will say, oh, you are plotting against my people. I know what I will do. I will use your plot against you. And I will use your plot for my person. So the plot that you are plotting, Allah will use it against you, and he will use it in the favor of the person you are fighting for. All of us, if you are sitting down, somebody was to bring a gift to you, and he said, this gift is from your enemy. And it's a good gift. You have no money. Suddenly, your enemy that you know is enemy of you, the enemy of your father, the enemy of your mother. He learned that they say you have no food in the house, and he sent you 10 bags of rice. Will you be happy? Will you be happy? This person is an enemy to your father. It's an enemy to your mother. It's an enemy to you. He does not support you in anything. But he now learned that you are in a state of having no food, then he sent 10 bags of rice to you. You will not be happy. So that's why when Allah is going to send something to you, he sends it to somebody that you like. Allah is going to send you 10 bags of rice, then somebody that you always have gone to greet, you are in good terms with him. So in the he just asked of you, they said, things are difficult now. He sent 10 bags of rice to you. You are very happy. You like this man, you love him, and he's the one who sent this to you. Then if Allah also has ordained that there are mistakes you are making, for you to go come back to the road, something has to take you off the wrong road you are on now. Because you are on the wrong road, but you don't know that the road you are on is wrong. What will Allah do? He will send somebody that you don't like. The person is coming, he says, I'm going to disturb this person on his track. I will do something bad to him. He comes, he does something bad for you. Then he takes you from the wrong road to the right track. I'm Abraham, Amran. No, the inna mubrimun. So anytime you are plotting against a saintless amount of Allah or a Muslim or a Mumin, this your plot is what Allah will use to correct him. That's why Sheikh Ibrahim said, وَمَنْ رَامَ دُرِّي قَصَّعَ فِي مَسَالِهِ. Whoever intends to come and harm me, the person has only come to put me in a better path. So suddenly you are sitting down. You find out that somebody comes. He kidnaps. He does bad things. What this person is doing is bad. But to you, Allah is using it to do something for you. But because what he's doing is bad, Allah will not allow somebody that loves you to be the one to do it. He will take it to somebody that does not love you. That's why discipline, وَإِذْ يَمْكُرُ بِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِيُثْبِتُوكَ أَوْ يَقْتُلُوكَ أَوْ يُخْرِجُوكَ وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَلَهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. They were plotting at this time with the Prophet ﷺ. What do we do with him? Do we imprison him? But we don't allow him to go out because they have already put him on hold. For nearly 5 years, they promised that nobody should sell to them, nobody should eat with them, nobody should marry from them. That sanction was there. After 3 years, it was nullified, it did not work. But for that 3 years, look at the suffering. It is in that suffering that the wife of the Prophet said, Khadija died. Nobody is selling food to you. Nobody is allowing you to come and fetch water in their area. They cut off your area, they sanction, like our people did to Niger in a wicked plot of recent. And what the government did is wicked and very bad. If you feel that the head of the government in Niger did something and you want to sanction them, you have sanctioned the populace, not the head. You refuse to between people of Niger and Nigeria, not the president of Niger and Nigeria, no, the people of Niger and Nigeria. And people in the border, they have relatives across. How do you do such things? They did that. How to look up? Or is that how we have to, or is that we ask him, we put him on exile? They wanted to put the Prophet on exile. When they wanted to put the Prophet on exile, someone said, even if you put him on exile, he will go there and continue what he's doing, and he can come back and do some. The best thing is to kill him. How will anybody kill this man? If we do that, the Banu Hashim, will they forgive us? So no, what we do, let each clan bring one person. Then all this clan will all go together and kill him at once.
His clan cannot fight all the clans. They will agree now that we should bring deer and settle the matter. So that was their final plan. That's what Allah is saying here. I'm Abraham Amran, the Inam of the moon. So they are plotting something, it is our own plot. Since you are plotting to harm the Prophet, we have taken it over. You will go, you will not succeed. It's the Prophet that will succeed. And it's true, they went, stood in front of the house of the Prophet. When he's coming out early in the morning, he used to come very early to go to Kaaba to pray. When he's coming out, all of them will just pounce on him, pump, and kill him once. Allah has told him, he has called Sayyidina Ali, come and sleep on my bed. Use my coverlet to cover yourself. Then the door is open, the lock is not strong, you can be seeing people inside. Then he came out. All of them were waiting for him. As he was coming out, none of them saw him. They were reciting, Yasin, Wal Quran Hakim, Innaka Lamina Muslim, Allah Sati Mustakim, Ojalan Lady in Sudan, Omin Khalim Sudan, Fakshayna from life, so he was reciting it. And he took dust, sand, and he was putting it on their head as he was reciting it. They did not see him, and he left. Until Satan came to them and said, what are you doing? What are you here? We are waiting for this man. It's today we agreed that we are going to kill him. This man has left since. He even put sand on your head. Then they did not believe. They were in doubt. Only for in the morning, the sea said, Nadi came out. Where is he, sir? I don't know where the Prophet is. I'm Abraham Amran. Anytime your enemy is plotting, forget about his plot. Concentrate on Allah. Concentrate on your zikr. Concentrate on seeking defense from Allah. Allah will turn his plots to be an advantage for you and to be against him.
أَمْ يَحْسِبُونَ أَنَّا لَا نَسْمَعُ سِرَّهُمْ وَنَجْوَاهُمْ بَلَى وَرُسُلُنَا لَدَيْهِمْ يَكْتُبُونَ
أَمْ يَحْسِبُونَ أَنَّا لَا نَسْمَعُ سِرَّهُمْ وَنَجْوَاهُمْ بَلَى وَرُسُلُنَا لَدَيْهِمْ يَكْتُبُونَ أَمْ يَحْسِبُونَ Or is it that they have already judged or they are counting Allah now that what they are talking to each other in secret, the meeting they are having in secret, or what they are whispering to each other, we don't hear. But they have made mistake. It's not like that. What Rasulullah then yaktibun. Not only that are we hearing it, we are even right, our angels are there writing it. Here, Allah said, Allah nasma'u sirrahum. One at your home. Sirr is something that is hidden. Nobody sees it. But anytime you let your secret out to another person, it's no more secret. It's finished. That's why again, Sheikh Ibrahim said, you're asking me of a secret. It's a secret with me. It's something that is locked in a box. This box has a very strong padlock. And after I lock it, the key had been dropped inside the ocean. How do you see it? Anytime you let a secret out, it's no more a secret. You are having a secret meeting. It came out of your mouth. By the time it came out of your mouth, angel is there, it has been written. But whatever is inside your mind, nobody knows this except Allah. Not even the angels, they know it. That's why if you intend to do evil, you did not do it, Allah will be the one to write it for you as good. Because nobody knew about it. That's why on the day of judgment, some people are going to come. They will take him when they get to the door of hell. Allah will ask, why are you taking my servant to? Yeah, he's going to hell. His work has been enumerated, marked. The bad work so far, it outweighed the good work so much, and there's no other way for him. Allah says, okay, but let him come here. You come. My servant, he said, yes. This is how your work is, he said, yes. But I didn't see your Hajj inside this. I've never performed Hajj work. Allah said, you have performed Hajj? He said, yes. But that day, alone, you are sitting down. You are saying, Kai, Allah, it is possible that you give me something. Let me perform Hajj. In your mind, it was disturbing you. To me, that day, you have performed Hajj. Because what is in your mind is what I'm saying. Inna Allah la yazur ila aswarikum la ila ajsadikum walakin yazur ila kulubikum. It's not your statement that bothers me, but it's your mind. Walakin ma ta'ammadat kulubikum. What is your mind? There is a day, you saw somebody giving so much zakah. You are thinking, this kind of money, me too, I will do this. Allah said, that day I wrote it for you. All the things that out of the work of your mind that Allah wrote for you, plenty, they will come out. Outweigh all your evil. You go to paradise. Because this mind that you are seeing, let us be very careful with it. Allah said, وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. This sam'a is hearing. It's a receptor taking message to the heart. It will be translated by brain and taken to the heart. Well, absara, this, your eyes, is also taking message to be taken to the brain, translated and taken to the heart. Then the heart will take decision on them. As the heart is taking decision on them, some decision, it will come back through the eye, through the mouth, for another ear to hear it. Some decision, it will go back to Allah. That's why the mind is one thing that is busy all the time. As long as you are awake, your mind is working. That's why Allah is always asking me, remember Allah. Zikrullah, zikran kaseeran. Don't ever allow your mind to sit down. You're not thinking of Allah. You're not thinking of the Prophet. Then you think of something else that is not good. That's why Allah is telling them now. You think that you are discerning something in secret? Didn't you tell somebody else? Then angels have heard. One at you, all your whisperings to each other. As long as somebody else has heard you, angels have heard you. For Rasulullah, our messengers, Ladehim Yaktubun, they are there with them, writing what they are saying.
قل إن كان للرحمن ولد فأنا أول العابدين.
قل إن كان للرحمن ولد فأنا أول العابدين. This statement, that is a class statement in the Quran, Allah is now telling all of us. Prophet said, Allah is telling the Prophet, Kul, tell all of them, tell these Arabs, tell the non-Muslims, tell whoever is worshiping, whoever is worshiping. In kana lir rahmani waladun, if indeed Allah has a child, fa ana awalul abidin, then I will be the first to worship Allah and worship the Son of Allah. I'm the first to worship. If indeed Allah has a child, I should know. I'm the foremost worshiper in front of Allah. If Allah has any child, I should know. And if Allah has a child, you don't have to tell me. I will be the first to give him the utmost respect and to also worship him. Here, if Allah has had a child, the whole world will be in problem. In another place, Allah is saying, قُلْ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ شَرِيكٍ فِي الْمُلْكِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِنَ الذُّلِّ وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا. Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar. Say the gratitude and the praise is to Allah that never took anybody for a child. Today, when we see our big men, they are the big men that you know, that have worked to become big. How do their children behave? You are the one that elect your president. The child comes, he wants to also act like the president. The child will be going to another state. You see the governors in that state will be coming to receive the child as if they are receiving the president. Why? And this child will not be as reasonable as the father. So if Allah has had a child, then all of us will be in problem. If he asks you to bring your neck, he wants to cut it, you have to give him your neck. If Allah has a child. But how can Allah have a child? لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد ولم يكن له صاحبة. Allah has no wife, has no partner. Allah is fard, alone, ahad, single. That's what Allah is telling us now. Where is your brain? Where is your brain that you are ascribing something else, ascribing a child? وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا لَكَدْ جِتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدَّا لَكَادُ سَمَاوَاتِ يَتَفَرَّدَّ مِنْهُ وَتَشَّقُ الْأَرْضُ وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالَ حَدَّا أَنْ دَعَوْا لِلرَّحْمَنِ وَلَدًا إِنْ كُلُّ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا آتِي الرَّحْمَنِ عَبْدًا. Anytime you say Allah has a child, the firmaments will shake as if they will break into pieces and come down. And the mountains will want to convulse and break into pieces, and the earth will want to cut into pieces. And the Allah Rahmani Walada, because how can you say Allah has a child? Everything, whatever it is, that environment, they must come to Allah as a slave, as a child. So Allah will defend his statement here now. This statement has no basis.
سبحان رب السماوات والأرض رب العرش عما يصفون.
سبحان رب السماوات والأرض رب العرش عما يصفون. Allah is now saying سبحان عما يصفون. Allah is far away, removed from any imperfection. He is far away, removed from any shortcomings with what is ascribed to him. Because having a child is a shortcoming. That's why he says, Subhana amma yasifun. Subhana rabbi samawati wal ardi. Far away removed is any shortcoming. The Lord of the firmament and the earth. Rabbul arshi, the Lord of the throne. Amma yasifun. Subhana amma yasifun. What they ascribe to him. Why do people want to have children? Shortcomings. You are brought up by a father, so you know the value of a father. You also want to be a father. Your father is elderly now. You are taking care of your father. You also know the value of a child. You also want to have a child. So if you don't have a child, you see it as a shortcoming. So to you, having a child is a blessing. Not having a child is a shortcoming. What does Allah have anything to do with this one? Allah has anything to do with this one? Allah has anything to do with this one. Don't you know that this Allah, talking of Allah, Subhana,
قل إن كان لرحمن ولد فأنا أول أبي سبحان رب السماوات والأرض رب الأرش.
The Lord of the firmament is the one nourishing it, providing for it, making it to grow all the time. The same thing with the earth. Rabb al-Arsh is also the one that is the Lord of the throne. How can he have a child? Let us take it. You are the example for yourself. You are the one to judge for yourself. The judgment you give to yourself, give it to Allah. You have a child. You want your child to look like you or not? Why are people going to do DNA? People are going to do DNA test. Why? There is a man, he is very rich. This case was judged in a United States some time ago. This man was very rich and he decided that he's going to marry a very beautiful girl because he is very ugly. He wants his children to be handsome. Then he went and he married a very beautiful girl. A model, you know what they call a model? These ladies that are judged very beautiful. And what happened? He was giving birth, but all the children were ugly. Then he became confused. He said, Then after some times, he said, no, something is wrong. You should go and do a DNA test. They did DNA test, They found it was his child and it was her child. Then why are they ugly? He still did not give up. Then he went back to dig the history of the lady. He found out that the history's beauty is all from surgery, cosmetic surgery. The lady adjusted her nose, has adjusted her this, has adjusted her this. This was not her originally how she looked like. She was able to now get her original being, how she looked like, and she found out that initially she was not beautiful. It was plastic surgery that make her to look beautiful, and he took her to court. That he got married to a lady who is not the lady. And the court gave him judgment, and the lady refunded a lot of millions of dollars to him. This case happened. What am I trying to tell all of us here? You want your child to look like you. If you want a lady to like you, you see a child in her hand, say, ah, this is a child, he looks like your husband. She'll be very happy. Let's say she looks like her. Tell her, because it's a sign that she's a faithful lady to the husband. So if a your child is looking like you, she looks, he takes your picture, everybody see, oh, it's as tall as you. It's as the next thing you want, you also want him to be intelligent if you are intelligent. To succeed if you have succeeded. To build houses if you have built houses. But you have a child, he looks like you. You are a big man, you have houses. Your child can't even pass primary school. He can't even pass secondary school. In business, he doesn't know how his left from his right. Are you proud? How can it be that you are a father? You are so good. You are able to create a city. And you put everything in that city. You are giving it as gift to people to come and stay in it. But your child cannot even build a single house. Is this a place for you? If Allah has a child, then the child should also create his own heaven and earth and sun and moon and human beings, and take us to go and see what he has done like his father. This is your own judgment. If that child cannot do it, which is you are telling that Allah has a lame child, a child that cannot do what he can do. This is an abuse to Allah. So Allah has no child. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. If Allah has a child, take him. If it is just as an assumption, then that child will have the capability of Allah. He too, he will create another world. He will create another set of creatures. That Allah will even be proud. Go and see what my son has done. Not a son that will have to even eat before he leaves. Kana yakulani ta'am. Jesus Christ and the mother, they used to go to the market for, to buy food to eat for. They get tired for, they sleep for. And they are son of Allah. That's why Allah is saying, Subhana Rabbi Samawati. You are talking of the Rabbi Samawati by the end of all the firmament and the earth, the one that has this throne. Then he cannot be have this attribute of weakness that all human beings have. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he's tired, he goes to sleep. He eats. He drinks. He meets with his wives, which means he is not God. The best you can say is that he's very close to God. He's the closest servant of Allah. But you call him God, this is kafirchi. You call any human being, any creature of Allah, God, this is kafirchi. That's what Allah is warning us now, that we should remove Allah far away from all these imperfections that we have. When you are going to worship Allah, say, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim wa bihamdihi. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim wa bihamdihi. Allah said, Subhana Rabbi samawati wal ardi, Rabbi al-Arshi, amma yasifun. All these attributes, they are far distant away from Allah. Allah does not have a child. He does not have imperfection, let alone for him to have a child who has so much imperfections with him.
فَذَرْهُمْ يَخُوضُوا وَيَلْعَبُوا حَتَّى يُلَاقُوا يَوْمَهُمُ الَّذِي يُوعَدُونَ
فَذَرْهُمْ يَخُوضُوا وَيَلْعَبُوا حَتَّى يُلَاقُوا يَوْمَهُمُ الَّذِي يُوعَدُونَ Therefore, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fazarhum, leave them alone. Yahudu, let them be entering deep into their nonsensical talk. Wayal Abu, let them be making jest of mu'minin, making jest of people, taking important issues and making jest of it. Hatta yulaku, until they will meet. Hatta yulaku yawmal ladhi yu'adun. That their day that they have been promised, when Allah will make judgment and they will enter hell. Anybody who is saying that Allah has a child, no matter his good is limited because his good was done to limited good. But he has done infinite evil. Huh? Somebody is there. He is a millionaire in Nigeria, a billionaire, a trillionaire. He said, I am going to help Nigerians. He goes to every town and takes maybe 100 trucks of food items to each town. It should be distributed. Will the president be happy with him or not? Ah, will the president be happy with him or not? The president will be happy with him. This person is assisting everywhere. But this person goes and said, this president, I don't agree that he's president of this country. Because he has done this, the president will accept this statement. Despite all this good he has done, the president will ask him to be caught. He has done what they call a treason. He will be judged and put in prison. No matter what good you do to people in this world, if you say Allah has a child, you have committed an evil that is an infinite evil. You have attributed to Allah imperfections of all kinds of imperfections that is only with human beings. So don't say because in this world I was good to this, I was good to that, I was good to that. If you don't believe in one Allah, you are not going to the paradise of Allah. So Prophet, Fazarhum, lead them, Yahudu. Haudu is something that is big, like a big river or something that you enter, you swim inside it. But here, when people go into talk, vain talk that is meaningless, said they are in Haudu. Well, Abu, let them be playing. Take whatever they are doing that is evil as a play matter. Hatta yulaku, until they meet. Yomahum lezi yu'adun. That they are dead, they are promised.
Wa huwa alladhi fi samai ilahu wa fi al-ardi ilah. Wa huwa al-hakim al-alim.
وهو الذي في السماء إله وفي الأرض إله وهو الحكيم العليم. الله تبارك وتعالى is still defending this statement. قل إن كان الرحمن ولدا فأنا أول العابدين. وهو الذي في السماء إله. Allah is the one that in the firmament he is Allah. وفي الأرض إله. And on the earth he is still the Allah. So don't say وهو الحكيم العليم. He is the wise. He is the wise. He is the knowledge. He is the knowledgeable. Any wisdom you see is because of the wisdom of Allah. Any knowledge you see is because of the knowledge of Allah. So here, some people say Allah is up. His knowledge is here. That's why Allah said, up. Allah is the one that is there. And he's still the knowledgeable. Down. Allah is still the one that is there. And he's still the knowledgeable. Then ask, how? Because you cannot know. He is the wise one. Don't try to understand the attributes of Allah. No. Understand the attributes of created beings like you. That's why when the Quran is starting, Alif Lam Mim, Zalikal Kitabu, La Rayba Fihi, Hudan Lil Muttaqina. Those that fear Allah and do what Allah asks them to do. What's the first thing Allah said? Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaibi. Believe in what you don't understand, what you cannot see, what you don't even contemplate, what you cannot even comprehend. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ told you that. Don't say you want to understand Allah. Oh no, Allah, he said, Allah is in the firmament. Only his knowledge is here. This is kafirich. Are you dividing Allah into two? That's what Allah is warning here. Wahufis sama ilahum. If you go to the firmament, he is the one Allah there. Wa bil ardi ilahum. If you come to the earth, he's also the one Allah there. Just like here, you are wondering where is Allah, and you are worshipping him, and you are looking for him, and he's grateful to you, that's how it is also in heaven. That's why don't say his knowledge is, which you know, his knowledge, just like he's here, his knowledge is here, just like he's up, his knowledge is up, just like he's everywhere. Anywhere you are, Allah is there. How? You don't know. Al Alimu, he's one that knows. Why? Al Hakimu, Al Alimu, he's the one that is wise. His wisdom transcends whatever you are thinking. There's nowhere Allah is saying in the Quran, Tafakkaru fillahi. No, yatafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. They contemplate on the creations of Allah, firmament and on earth. Allah's presence is no stronger somewhere than somewhere. Allah's presence is the same thing everywhere. The strength of it is everywhere. It's you that your presence, the presence of Allah does not appear to you because you are far away removed because of your veils that have covered you. But Allah, هو في السماء إله وفي الأرض إله وهو الحكيم العليم. Allah is wise. Allah is knowledgeable.
وتبارك الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض وما بينهما وعنده علم الساعة وإليه ترجعون.
تبارك الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض وعنده علم الساعة وإليه ترجعون. Therefore, تبارك الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض. Blessed is he whose hand is the kingdom of the firmament and the earth. وعنده علم الساعة. And with him is the knowledge of that hour. يومه الذي يعدون. That hour. وإليه ترجعون. And all of you shall be returned back to him. Allah is telling us now. He has the firmament. He has the earth. The kingdom of also the firmament belongs to him. That of the earth also belongs to him. If all the firmament is created, the earth is created, you too are created. How do you take any part of the firmament to be better than you? Did Allah tell you that? Then you start worshipping it. Where is your common sense? Where is your common sense? Your father gave birth to 30 children, or to 50 children, or to 3 children. You know your father gave birth to the 3 of you. All of you go and kneel down and greet your father. Suddenly you take one of the child, your brother, and you are worshipping him. Why? If he attained something that makes you to believe that he is worth it, you to try to attain it. Allah that created you is the one that created him. That Allah said, Tabaraka. Allah is blessed. Do you know what's the meaning of blessed? When a blessed hand touches something, that thing will continue to prosper. To continue to prosper. Tabaraka levi bihari mulkuhu ala kulli shay'in qadir. That's why anything that you say is for Allah is increasing. Wasama banaynaha bi aydin wa inna la mus'un. Till today, NASA, they say the world is still increasing. It's still increasing. Milky Way galaxy. We have billions of systems already, like the earth. Billions of it. And they say it's still increasing. Because Allah is blessed. Whatever he does, that himself will increase. The rain will fall. You see, everything will germinate. Where are the seeds? You did not see it. Frogs will be falling down. Sometimes fish will be falling down. From where? You do not know. Whatever is Allah, is for Allah, is blessed. لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If Allah that created you is the one that has the kingdom of the firmament and of the earth, whatever you want, go and meet him and ask him to give you. He has the kingdom. If you see a servant of Allah that has become very intelligent, very successful, very great, don't go and worship him. You too, stand up and meet with Allah. I want to be like this. Allah, what you gave him, me too, I need it. Don't be jealous of him. Allah will give you too. Anybody who is worshipping another human being, you have no common sense. If they say, oh, because he's a sinless servant of Allah. Why is he a sinless servant of Allah? He became a wali of Allah. Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Because of his strength of belief, Sheikh Ibrahim Yahya said, anybody you see that succeeds in the arena, in the presence of Allah, he was having two things with him. taqwa and muraqaba. So these two things, any of you can go and have it. He fears Allah. He has belief in Allah, very strong belief. Allah says, do this, he does it. Do this, he did it. Then constantly, he's looking at Allah. Inna rabbaka labil mirsad. He says that Allah is watching me. Allah is watching me. All the time, that's his mind, is Allah is watching me. So these are the two things that most of these big servants of Allah had that took them to that position. You too have it. Look for Allah. He will give you. But you cannot take the kingdom of Allah and now make it Allah. Have you ever been to a big gathering where there is president, where there is the governor, and where there is the speaker? Do you know there is a dais the president stand on to deliver his speech? When they put that stand, that when they bring that dais and they are putting it down, nobody dare bring his own dais close to that place. The Senate is a big person. The Vice President is a big person. Ministers are big. None of them will bring any dais, and none of them will stand under that dais to talk, only the President. Allah has the kingdom of the heaven and earth. How can you take any part of that kingdom and say it's God? How? You are being warned. There is a shotgun. Your teacher is telling you every time, there will be shotgun. Huh? When? I've not told you. But there will be a shotgun. He said, no, he's telling, it's not, I know, we are. He always says a shotgun. One day he will just come to the class and the shotgun is there. You did not read, you failed. Allah said, La tati kumu illa bakta. The hour will not come except suddenly. Allah has told us, but he said, prepare for it, let us be prepared for it. He is the only one that knows what this hour is, what this time is. Even when Angel Gabriel came to teach the Ummah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he asked the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Mata Sa'a, when is it going to be the day of reckoning? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, answer him, the best answer, Mal Mas'ulu Anha Bi A'lam Min As-Sa'il. You, the one questioning, the one question does not have better knowledge about it than the one that is questioning. Only Allah knows it. But one thing is for sure, where they took your own, all of them, you are going back to Allah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. If somebody says, where are you going? I'm going to Allah. Where are you coming from? I'm coming from Allah.
Okay. Inshallah, we'll be closing the tafsir session for this year. 1,445 years after Hijra, tomorrow, inshallah. There are some questions here. What do you have to say about having a feeling for the opposite sex, in the sense that the person tries to control, but it's difficult to control?
Having a feeling means that Allah has favored you with what he favors men with, which means you have feeling for an opposite sex. Allah knows that this feeling is there. That's why he asks you to limit it. If you can't limit it, go and get married. Who is stopping you from getting married? If you can't get married, go and be fasting. That's what Rasulullah said. Man istata'a minkum al-ba'ata falyatazawwaj. Whoever has the capacity among you to get married, let him get married. If he cannot get married, wa alayhi bisiyam. Then let him be fasting, because it will control, it will reduce his feelings. Because this feeling itself is praiseworthy. That a man has feeling for a woman is something praiseworthy. It's not a blameworthy sin. But control yourself, then it's also praiseworthy. Whatever feeling you have, the Prophet has more feeling than any human being in this world. But he controlled it. Because the feeling shows that your senses are working well. You can't control it. This one is a weakness. Go and learn how to control it, or go and get money.
This person wants to know whether one can pray Taraweeh 4 rakat without tashahud.
You can.
Does Islam abrogate native culture and tradition totally? There's a couple who got married traditionally, purely traditional wedding without aktun nikah, and they had 3 children and they are Muslims. It was after having 3 children they now did the Islamic wedding. Question one, are the children legitimate from Islamic perspective? Question two, if they are not legitimate, can they inherit from their father?
The Rasulullah Zaman, he said, Salasatun jidduhunna jiddun wa hazlihunna jiddun. 3 things. If you say it seriously, they are serious matters. If you play with it, they are serious matters. If you just sit down, Allah bless you with a wife, he has done anything for you, or he has done something, and you feel that because you are above her, you just say, I have divorced you, she is divorced. Even if you come back, you say you are playing, she is divorced. If you are taking her back in, you can take her back in, but one divorce is certain, is there already. If you are just sitting down, you have a slave. This slave, because you are happy with what he did that day, say, come, as from today you are free. He can't come back and say, no, I was playing, he's free. If somebody sees your daughter, sir, I want to marry your daughter, I've given you, she's married to him. So the issue of marriage that you are calling Islam, culture, if the parents say they marry the daughter to that person, he's married to her. But that, even if somebody else comes, this one has to be unwind first. That's why the Prophet Lama says it's haram an yaktuba ahadukum ala khutbati akhihi. That you hear one of you is looking for a woman and you go back, you want to look for the same woman, it's haram. So if the boy has already told him yes, and because of you, they now say no. That marriage that is there, where is it? That's why most ladies that today that are getting married have actually been married. But the marriage was haram marriage. But a marriage that the father says, I give you, whether he said it as a kafir or he said it as a Muslim, or this lady is married to this man, there is inheritance. The children are legitimate. Nothing can stop it. But the one that is haram is where a man meets a woman, like in university like this, I want to marry you, and your girlfriend, you are his boyfriend. You didn't tell the parents, and suddenly you are meeting with her. The lady now has committed haram. She is married, but the marriage is illegitimate marriage. And if you discover and you marry such a lady, there is no 7 days that you keep for the social lady. Because she's not a virgin. That 7 days is for the virgin. So most ladies should be very careful. Some ladies today, they say their husband cannot take a second wife. You are a second wife or a third wife to your husband. Because most ladies today, they are already, they have done nonsense before they meet with their husband. What are you talking about? But a lady that a man went to the father, Allah said, "Thank you, Hunna, be is the hand Hinna," and set the marriage from his hand because he said no imam came. The man only come to do a fatiha, not the marriage. Anywhere you see marriage is being done, the marriage has been done for only fatiha that they came to do. That day they said the person should come and sit down and look for the lady in front of the wali. Is it that day that he looked for the lady? That's why some of our ulama don't entertain this nonsense. No, cigar. You have to have cigar. All these are rubbish. Is it that day that you saw the lady, that you are looking for her, that you are kneeling down to that man? You have already agreed The husband, the father has already agreed to give you the child. You only come to the public to make it known. What we are calling marriage actually in the public is not marriage. It's just for the whole world to witness that it is true, far this person is married to this. That's all. Don't say somebody did traditional wedding. Therefore, it's his wife. The children are legitimate children. What of somebody who is a Christian and became a Muslim? What of the children? Didn't you ask yourself? This person did a Christian marriage. After he did a Christian marriage, later he became a Muslim. He has children, all of them entered Islam. Are they not legitimate children? That you are now saying a Muslim, even if he slaughters, without saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, is halal. So it's a Muslim. So let us all be very careful. Marriage is not a play matter. If you tell a person, I have given you my daughter, wallahi, you have given him. It's his wife. If you see the lady pregnant, it's your wife. Anybody that has question, write it and bring it and it's announced and we answer it. So this is it. Islam is a simple marriage. Islam is a simple religion. The marriage is a simple. The time the Prophet was marrying Sayyidina Fatima to Sayyidina Ali, he didn't call the Sahaba, all of you come and bring marriage. At the war front, he married his wife. He didn't bring anybody. The Prophet at that time, if you come and somebody wants to marry you, he marries you out. That's all. Finished. But anybody who wants to marry, the parents must give you approval before you touch her. They don't give you approval, you touch her, that is zina. Any other thing is not zina. If they give you approval, it's not zina, they have given you approval. So this question that is asking is an important question that people today are saying, I have done a traditional wedding, no, I'm going to do Islamic marriage. This is all ignorance. That marriage is marriage. May Allah assist all of us.
Amen.
May Allah bless all of us.
Amen.
May Allah forgive all of us.
Amen.
May Allah strengthen our faith.
Amen.
May Allah strengthen our faith in Islam. May Allah assist Muslims and Islam. May Allah strengthen Muslims and Islam. Jal Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our Nigeria, with all the economy that we have problem, we are facing, may Allah repair it for us. May Allah bring softness to our hearts. May Allah bring softness to the hearts of Muslims to assist Muslims. May Allah tawaraka ta'ala give help to those that are sick among us. Those that have died among us, may Allah forgive them. What we are going to eat, may Allah provide it for us. What we are going to wear, may Allah provide it for us. The house we are going to stay, may Allah provide it for us. What we are going to ride, may Allah provide it for us. Those of us in an examination, may Allah make us pass with flying colors. Those of us that are looking for knowledge of the Quran, may Allah give it to us. Those that are looking for wives, may Allah give us good wives. Those that are looking for husbands, may Allah give them good husbands. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala assist the people of Palestine in this their problem they are in. May Allah assist them. May Allah destroy the enemies of Islam. May Allah destroy the enemies of Palestinians. Those assisting people against Palestine, may Allah destroy them. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala that has given us this moment to be able to pass Ramadan. He accept our Ramadan. May Allah make us to do this word with La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين امين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما اغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله حق قدره من الدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين